gloomy.
I know. I have a lot to do today, too.
Oh, no.
This is not motivating.
No, it's not.
It makes me just want to sit and watch Netflix.
I know. We have people come to look at our house again today, so. So we have to stay neat and tidy, and it's a pain.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah. It's stressing me out.
100%. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I also ran out of milk, so I don't have coffee.
Oh, no.
It's a weird day, Ashley. It's a weird
I know. Day. It is weird.
Yesterday, yeah, like I got a lot done yesterday. Well, so Hugo's afraid of my laundry machines, both of them.
Really? Oh, no.
So I can only do laundry when he's at my uncle's house. But since Thursday was Thanksgiving, my uncle actually came over here. It was just me, my mom, and my uncle, which is like our little unit kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get anything done on Thursday like I normally do, because usually he's at my uncle's so I can wash laundry. So yesterday, I think I did like 5 hours of laundry.
I believe it.
I had towels. I had my regular laundry. I had towels. I had my sheets. I had kitchen towels and stuff. Oh, my God. I felt like I was doing laundry, like, from a whole life. I thought it would never end.
It's hard when you can't do it regularly. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I have a, like, pocket door that cuts off, like, the bathroom and where the laundry is, like, from the rest of my apartment. But for some reason, that is not satisfactory to him. So
that's so funny.
Yeah. And it's been so a little funny. It's like funny, but not funny, because I've been terrified for the past 3 days, 2 days. So two nights ago, on top of all of like that kind of stuff, I haven't been sleeping well, because two nights ago, I'm just like making cookies, like a normal Friday night, drinking wine, making cookies. Yeah. That's me as a person, and that's my wild weekend. But, and I hear a knock on the door. Well, I was expecting an Amazon package not an Amazon package, but a friend of mine said she sent me something in an Amazon package. And I was like, okay. So I was expecting that to come in the mail. Mm-hmm. So I hear a knock on the door. Of course, Hugo goes nuts, and I pick him up and I open the door. Well, there's no package like sitting at the door, and I was like, okay, well, if they knocked and walked away, like they would have left the package there, so what's happening? So I like look out the door, and like I look one way, because I'm like right in the middle of my apartment complex, and so I look down the hall like one way and don't see anyone. I look down the hall the other way. There is this girl running down the hallway, like running down the hallway.
Like a little girl?
No, like
a woman?
Like a woman, but I feel like younger than me. Like she looked younger than me. She felt younger than me. And she was like in pajamas. It was like it was a very weird situation. And she's like running down the opposite way. And I like look out, and I'm literally, it's me holding, like I'm out the door with Hugo, like under my arm. Look, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like looking, she is like hightailing it down the hallway. And she like kind of turns around, and I think she was like, she said something. And I don't know if she said like, oh, sorry, or like something like that. But it was such a weird thing. Yeah. And I was like, are you like scoping out my apartment to like come back? And like, kill me. I mean, I watch enough Dateline. Like, are you coming to kill me? Is this when you rob me? Like, what's happening? So then for the past two nights, I usually don't put, I have this, like, so I'm in a studio for anyone that doesn't know that already. But so there's already a light like for the hall. It's not a hallway, it's outside, but it's like, you know, the hallway or whatever already has a light. And that light happens to be right outside one of my windows. It's very inconvenient. I don't have curtains yet. And so the other window would have the porch light in it if I turn the porch light on. And I don't usually turn the porch light on, because your girl don't need that much light when I'm trying to sleep. And so I turn the porch light on because I'm like, maybe they need to know that I'm like here. Everything went around in my brain. I slept with a crowbar next to me. I was very terrified. Like all of the true crime, like I blame this podcast and date and my love of Dateline for me trusting literally no one.
I mean, you shouldn't though.
Because I'm like, yeah. Are you canvassing? One, though, you're not very smart because I feel like me being directly in the middle of my complex, like whether you killed me or stole something, I don't have anything. I have literally nothing. So you'd be very disappointed.
Right.
If you came in here trying to steal something. Very disappointed. I own nothing of value. But I'm like right in the middle. So then that was like, this is me at 2 a.m. Like, you know, because I'm awake. This is my counting sheep. And I'm like, well, I'm in the middle. So that would be stupid because whether you killed me or tried to steal something, you'd have to go through the rest of my apartment complex to leave. And so I'm like, that wouldn't make any sense. So my mom thinks that that they either like knew the person before or maybe the person told them the wrong number. And then when Hugo barked, my mom thinks that Linda, this is Linda's logic. Hashtag Linda's logic. Hugo scared her when he started barking. Like she wasn't expecting a dog.
Yeah.
Whoever's apartment this was supposed to be at. But then also I'm like, why not just walk normally and be like, oh, sorry, I had the wrong apartment. It was just a lot. It was a very weird Friday night. And I was just, I had a lot of questions. It's been a weird weekend. It's been a weird weekend. I've gotten very little sleep and now I'm out of milk and I don't have coffee. So
yeah,
I'm struggling. It's a struggle. Things are struggling. Things are happening.
Yes.
Now it's raining. So now I'm like, do I really go to the store and get milk?
No. It's gross rain too. It's
And then I went to go make oatmeal. Don't have milk. I'm like, well, oatmeal with water is gross. Like who drinks that? That's who. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what is happening? I don't know. I'm afraid this girl's going to come back and get me. Maybe she listens. I don't have anything of value. You'd be disappointed is what I'm trying to say.
I think maybe she must have made a mistake and then got embarrassed by it, you know, and that's why she ran.
She was running. Let me tell you, she was like sprinting down the hall.
That's why I asked if it was a kid, because that's like a kid thing to do.
I mean, maybe she was she also had like a head, it wasn't a headscarf, I also didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't fully see her, but she had something on her head and what looked like pajama bottoms on. So I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know, but it's freaked me out.
I dare you to go knock on a stranger's door and come right back kind of thing.
Right,
you
know? But also, like, obviously I'm not telling anyone where I live, but, like, it's a weird, yeah. It would be a weird setup even for that scenario. Like, it would be, weird setup even for that. I don't know. But then I also thought, like, I don't know. Maybe I have no idea, but it scared me. And just so everyone knows, I have a crowbar that could hurt you.
I think that they were having a slumber party and they dared the girl to go, like, go knock on the middlemost door.
Yeah, like the most awkward. Yeah, the most awkward door. And maybe she heard Hugo and was like, oh, fuck. Like, because he can sound, when you don't see him and he barks, he sounds bigger than he actually is.
Well, any dog bite is gonna hurt too. It's like,
true. That's another thing. He stole, that little shit stole turkey, piece of turkey on Thursday. And I went to go get it out of his mouth because he can have turkey, but it had the skin on it. So the skin, mm-hmm. like the bad part.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to go like get it out of his mouth because it was a huge, like the piece was probably bigger than his head. Like that's how large it was. And he bit my finger Like, full on, I was bleeding everywhere. He's never done that, but he is a fat boy through and through. And if you try to take food from him, he will come at you. He will cut a bitch for a piece of turkey.
Yeah, you were trying to take his Thanksgiving turkey away from him.
And he didn't, it wasn't even like my uncle, like, because my uncle was on the couch. And at first I thought my uncle was eating and then he like grabbed it from him, which would have made more sense. No, no, he crawled up onto my counter and stole it off the plate. Little shithead. He like went, he like crawled on the side of my couch, which is right next to like the, like a bar island thing, on the top, the side of my couch, on the bar, and then grabbed it off the plate. I was like, you got some balls, player. You have some balls. I'm so pissed. Because then I was like, you're going to barf this up everywhere. So not only am I cleaning turkey juice everywhere, but now I'm going to have to clean up the aftermath. Yes. But he didn't. I think I got all, most of it out while also being injured.
Oh, no.
It's been a weird couple of days. It's been an odd couple of days. And I don't know what to make of it.
I just need for this, I need to get, like, let's get to Christmas. Let's just fast forward, you know, like, let's get through this.
I'm ready. Yeah. My brother is trying to do this thing where we have, like, new traditions at Christmas. And so he wants us all to wear an ugly sweater. And I was like, anyone that knows me knows that I can rock an ugly sweater. Or like a funny sweater. I personally find like my I'm dreaming of a white Christmas and it's got Betty White on it. I think that's
love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yes.
Yeah.
I just ordered a new ugly Christmas sweater, but it's not ugly. It's leopard print with a white kitty and silver balls.
That sounds like haute couture.
Check out Target. There you go. Well, it's funny that we're talking about Christmas because my story today has a little bit to do with Christmas.
Love Christmas.
Okay.
The Xmas story.
So we're going to talk about Charity Hospital and the Mysterious Christmas Tree.
Uh-oh.
Do you know about this?
I mean, I know what Charity Hospital is, but I don't know if I know about the Christmas tree.
Okay.
Tell me. So, I'm ready.
All right. So in December of 2015, several people who work in the area surrounding the now abandoned Charity Hospital noticed something very strange and creepy. Mm-hmm. And one of the upper floor windows appeared to be a lit Christmas tree. So for people who aren't from here, Charity Hospital is kind of like smack dab in the middle of downtown, like the Central Business District, the CBD, surrounded by Tulane Hospital and some other buildings. So it's very populated. It's just that Charity Hospital is this gigantic abandoned building.
Huge. It's like
in the middle.
Yeah. It's this colossal building, just abandoned. It's creepy as fuck when you pass it.
Yeah. And we'll get into it. Anyway. So here's, I got ahead of myself. Okay. So here's.
Slow down, Ashley. Slow down.
Slow it down. Okay. So here's the actual Facebook post that sparked the debate.
Oh God. Okay.
Okay. So from Facebook user Lisa Wally Staggs, she wrote, "For those few of you who may not know, I work at an inner city New Orleans hospital that happens to be situated directly across from Charity Hospital. Okay. Charity Hospital has been closed, its windows darkened since Hurricane Katrina, and is a gloomy and dreary sight on the best of days. At night, it's downright scary, until tonight, which I beg to differ, still scary, you'll see why." She writes, "See, I park on the roof of my parking garage, and tonight as I was leaving work, I glanced over at the forgotten building only to see the lights of a tiny Christmas tree. I wish the pictures did it justice." And there's a picture online. "I don't know how it's lit. I don't know how it's in there, but it made me smile just a little bit tonight."
No.
Creepy.
What's her name again?
Lisa Wally Staggs.
Lisa. No.
Creepy.
That's No. Yeah. I already have many questions.
Right.
And happiness is not attached to any of these questions. Joy is not a feeling I am feeling. No.
No. There are so many ways your mind can go, but.
Yeah. No.
Cheerful is not cheerful one.
It's not cheerful, joyful, not at all. Not at all. No.
So more and more people saw this. And so they went and took pictures of it. So you can see online all these different people trying to zoom in and get a better view of this Christmas tree. It was even covered around the world. I found some newspaper articles from Great Britain, and some other places, because people were really intrigued by this.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back to the Christmas tree.
Okay. Coming back.
We're going to give a little history on Charity Hospital. So
cool.
Charity Hospital was founded in 1736 by a grant from Jean-Louis, a French sailor and shipbuilder who died in New Orleans the year before. His last will and testament was to finance a hospital for the indigent in the colony of New Orleans from his estate. So I think that it is the second oldest hospital in the U.S.
Really?
I think it's, yeah.
I was going to say, I did not, you saying the 1700s, that was not expected.
Right? I didn't.
Not at all.
Exactly.
Maybe so, late 1800s, I would have given you that. But 1700s, right. That's intense.
Right. So it was originally named the Hospital of St. John, or the Charity Hospital for the Poor. It was first located at the intersection of Charters Street in Bienville in what is now the French Quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, the French Quarter was still, I mean, this is very early, 1730s.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're very
early. That makes more sense, because I was like, where it is now. Mm-hmm. Like, what, I don't, that wouldn't even be developed land at that point. So, okay, that makes a lot more sense, because I was like, there's, what? That's a weird location for the 1700s.
So it was in the French Quarter. It was founded 18 years after the city was founded by France in 1718. So the city is 18 years old. The only other hospital that is older is Bellevue Hospital in New York City, which was only founded a month earlier.
Oh shit.
Only 1 month older.
Oh dang.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. That's crazy.
I didn't either.
Cool.
So it kept growing because obviously it was very much needed, because people were coming, a lot of people were brought to the city and, you know, in various ways. So there was a large poor population from the very beginning.
And lots of
mm-hmm. It was, as it grew, it had to move locations. So it was temporarily located at different times on Basin Street. It was at the Cabildo for a little while they were trying to figure out where to put it. It was in the Marigny. It was on Canal Street where the Roosevelt Hotel is now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it kind of just moved as they needed it to grow. And as the city grew, I think it always was kind of, you know, pushed to the side a little bit. An example of how critical its services to the city were, during the yellow fever epidemic in 1858, 2,727 patients were admitted. And of them, 1,382 died.
Ooh, that's a large percentage.
The total patient admission of that year in 1858 was 11,337 people. Now, New Orleans is a small town.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Like, I would even say, like, for today, that's a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
By the 20th century, the city of New Orleans was kept growing and growing and growing, and the demand for indigent services exceeded the hospital's capacity. So that's when they decided to build it on the location where it is now, on Tulane Avenue. That came out of some public works. There's a long, complicated history involving Huey P. Long, who wanted it built a certain way. Sorry. you know, but Huey P. Long was a kind of a divisive person. People loved him or hated him, and they, of course, he brought a lot of trouble with him with that. But in the end, it happened, and the way it looks now, that particular hospital was opened in 1939.
Wow. So that, it was like almost 200 year history moving all around the city. That's insane. Right.
When it opened, it was the second largest hospital in the United States.
Wow.
With 2,680 beds, which surprises me. In 1939, the second largest?
That would not seem, was it still Bellevue that was bigger?
It didn't say who was bigger.
I wonder.
Yeah.
That seems weird because we're not a large populated area, we never have been, and then we still aren't. And so it's funny that we would have a big hospital like that.
I wonder if it'd
be like Los Angeles or somewhere else in the east, like Eastern Seaboard.
And I think that has a lot to do with Huey P. Long, because everything he did had to be bigger than everybody else, you know, because it had to do with the ego, you know.
Typical man. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding. But,
you know, he was the kingfish, and he wanted it to be grand, and it's beautiful. It's got these, what would you call that style?
Like
Art Deco-ish?
Yeah, I would say it's very 30s, 20s and 30s, Art Deco, I think. Yeah.
Kaylee, our architecture person, you can write and let us know what that is.
Kaylee, one of our listeners.
So it continued serving one of the largest populations of uninsured citizens, because I think New Orleans has a long history of just people, you know, not having access to.
I feel like New Orleans, like, what is it? Was it the L? No, what's on the Statue of Liberty? It's like, give us your poor, give us your whatever. Like, I feel like we're the Ellis Island of the South. Give us everyone. We'll take, everyone's welcome. Come on. And then half of us don't have our shit together.
Right. Exactly.
every hospital.
Yeah. So, but because of that, the staff and everyone who worked at Charity became very skilled at taking care of the most extreme cases that people could bring to them. So Charity Hospital became the number 2 level 1 trauma center in the nation, ranking only behind Cook County Hospital in Chicago. So these are people that are dealing with like gunshot wounds and immediate traumas, and you know, their emergency department like could handle anything.
I mean, yeah. I feel like that's how our new the University Medical Center is. I feel like they are the ones that get all of the crazy.
They get everybody.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. So
this is a fortress, though. The new hospital.
So everything was going along fine until a little thing called Hurricane Katrina hit.
Oh, that bitch. She's everywhere.
Yeah. So the hospital sustained, obviously, flood damage.
Right.
And then, well, this is, I found this, there's a group called Abandoned Southeast, and they go and they take pictures of abandoned places across the area.
Right.
So they wrote, the levees broke, obviously, on August 29th, 2005. Floodwaters caused Charity Hospital to lose power. Mm-hmm. The electrical and mechanical equipment was underwater in the basement. So if you can imagine a hospital's
basic. I feel like even in 1930, they should have known.
Yeah.
Like we don't have basements for a reason. So like that basement was like somebody's first floor, like essentially. Why do they, I don't understand why they put anything on the bottom floor. Like, yeah. Until then too, they, the Sanger Theater had all of their shit in a basement, and now it's on the, like, it's on the roof or the top floor, yeah, or whatever. And
I worked in the library at Tulane for a little bit after the storm, and a lot of their valuable books were in the basement. Like,
we're in the South. Also, we're below sea level. Why would you do that? That makes zero sense. And I feel like even in the 1930s, like, they should have known better. Like, that should have been a thing that someone was like, hold on, I smell a problem.
Right.
Smell a potential. Because, well, no, like, Betsy and Camille and all that happened like 30 years later, but still, they had hurricanes and stuff. So I just don't understand how that wasn't a thought process. Like, how that wasn't like, oh, we have these things called hurricanes and they can be devastating and maybe we shouldn't put shit in the basement.
Well, it gets worse.
Oh, God.
The basement also contained the morgue.
Oh,
so
no.
The morgue flooded and bodies were floating down the hallways. Doctors had to get staff to pull the bodies out of the basement and stack them in the stairwells.
No. Hard pass.
The floodwater trapped everybody. You remember everybody inside with no power. They couldn't get people in and out. There was no air conditioning. It was 1,000 degrees.
That, honestly, that paired with you're with dead bodies in a hallway? No, that is a recipe.
They started running out of supplies and food. Patients were given hand-pumped oxygen by anyone willing to do it. So someone had to sit there and press squeeze that bag for hours for some of these people. Eventually, they were able to get some helicopters in, I believe, and also take some people out on rafts and boats. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, after being here... So here's what happened with the helicopter. They had to carry people up 7 flights of stairs to the roof.
Oh my God.
And can you imagine, it's like, people are heavy, like, especially
100%. I used to say that about my grandma when, after she had her stroke, she like didn't have muscle, like, she couldn't put any weight on her right side. And she was less than 100 pounds, and homie felt like 800 pounds every time we tried to pick her up, because she was just like dead. I mean, she couldn't help it, but it's when you're dead weight, it's like,
yeah.
I feel like people that are dead weight are like 2 times heavier than they would be if they could like help you in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not. I don't even know how they did that. Like, I can barely get up 7 flights of stairs myself.
I know.
I would not be a helpful person. That's why I'm not a nurse or anything. I would not be a helpful person in any emergency situation. It just wouldn't. I could be entertainment. Give me a microphone and I'll tell you some stories. But
several patients died in the parking deck waiting to be rescued, unfortunately. You know, and this is a story that we heard from several hospitals across the area. Finally, a week after Katrina, the last patient was evacuated. So it took a whole week to get everybody out.
I can't. He's got a lot to say about that. Would you stop?
Okay, so it took a whole week for them to get everybody out. And when I say everybody was out, I mean, if any place is haunted, that place is haunted.
150%. Like, so, there's no way. There's no way. There is zero possibility of that place not being haunted. Zero.
When they left, they just left. So, like, everything was right where they left it. So, like, I've been in one of these hospitals before, and it's like, a calendar is still turned to August 29th with a cup of coffee, like, empty, you know, it's dried out now, but like someone was just sitting there and they just got up and left and never came back. It's like, you know,
it's crushing and haunting and like just weird all at the same time. Just
gurneys everywhere. And now, you know, vandals have gone in and like stripped copper wire and, you know, so it's just like a mess everywhere. But even before Katrina, it was rumored that the ghosts of the poorest of the poor patients lurked the halls, as well as the founder, Jean-Louis, and one of the directors, Sister Stanislaus, which I'm sure you're familiar with Sister Stanislaus.
Yes, I know, like, so I know that part, that whole part, but okay, so I kind of call bullshit on the owner, the original owner. I call bullshit on that one because I think that energy is attached to a location or a thing, like, or an item or something, or like a building or something like that. And he never knew that building. He was never part of that, never went there, and he never, it was not even a developed area. So I call bullshit on that one.
I agree with you. I think he's in the French Quarter somewhere.
Yeah, he's like walking around wherever the fuck he died. He didn't even, he wasn't even in a hospital. He wasn't like he was in the hospital that then became Charity Hospital. Like, that's not it. No, that's not a thing. No. Now, all the poor people that have ever poor gone people. There. However, but it's only the people since 1930, 30, whatever it was, 39, 36, whatever it was. Like, so I think it's haunted. I definitely think it's haunted, especially because they got people up in there, like, you know, the dead bodies were all in the hallway and like all that kind of stuff. 100% think that, but I think maybe I searched
and I tried to find someone who had said they'd seen Sister Stanislaus. She did work there at that location. She served the charity for 63 years.
Yeah, and she helped open something else.
She founded the School of Anesthesiology there, and she also, well, she's a, I think she, it, was she Ursuline related?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to find that out.
Yeah, so shout out to our previous.
Go listen to last week's episode.
It says she is the one that was in charge of making sure that the hospital was built in 1939. She directed the money goes here, the money goes there. So she was like on top of it.
She helped, it's a whole story. Why did I read about this?
We just had our 300th anniversary, the city of New Orleans did. And I think there was a lot written about her.
Maybe that's why. There's another story attached to it. And I don't know why. I have the memory of a goldfish, so I'm not surprised. But there's something else because she helped organize like the file transfer and like getting everybody from the old hospitals or another hospital, because there was a different hospital, like a smaller one that the nuns ran that Charity took over, and she organized, like she set up their whole like patient system and shit. Like she was in charge.
Yes. She wore like a big, like the flying nun habit, like it came out like huge and all that stuff. So
I don't like that. I like her. She's cool. I don't like that. That's even creepier than going to Charity and see a bitch dressed like that. Absolutely not.
So like if she is haunting there, can you imagine watching her that like walk down the hallway? Like
I would shit myself. I would shit myself, maybe throw up, probably definitely pee on myself. Like there's no way. That would scare the crap out of me. Absolutely. Like it gives me I have goosebumps just thinking about it. Like that's how hard of a no that is for me.
So now imagine, why is anybody going in to Charity Hospital currently? Like I get like it's the middle of the day and you're an adventurer and you want to take pictures, but like
that to me though is stupid. That's not an adventure. Like that's, I don't know.
Would you go in there and spend the night? Like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. Like there is no amount of money in the world that No, I don't even have words because I can't. My brother and I paid for Linda for her 60th birthday to go to Napa. Well, for me and her to go to Napa. And we also went to San Francisco. And that bitch wanted to do the overnight tour of Alcatraz. I was like, you can get the fuck out of here with that. Get the fuck out of here with that. I will drop your ass off and pick you up in the morning because your girl ain't doing it. Why would you willingly put yourself in a situation where you know that there are some nasty-ass people, nasty-ass spirits up in there, especially like Alcatraz? They murdered people. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think, too, that a ghost can get enough energy or a spirit or a being or whatever and fuck your shit up. And I'm not, I don't play that. I don't play that. I don't play that game. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. I'm itching. Makes me nervous.
So that brings us back to the Christmas tree.
Lisa.
So.
Freaking Lisa.
Apparently the mystery was solved later that month.
Okay.
LSU Health Sciences Center, which owns that whole compound.
Right.
The spokesperson told the news that the police removed what turned out to be two 2x4s wrapped with lights. Or three, like a group, like at a teepee, wrapped with lights. And said the incident was being treated as a break-in. But I have questions, like, why?
Main question, why?
How can you do that?
It was Christmas, in fact, Christmas time, right?
Yes, it was in December.
Okay. I was just making sure it wasn't like a random June.
No. Someone, they had Christmas on the brain. But it wasn't a tree. It was 2x4s wrapped with lights.
I mean, scrappy. So, like, I'll give you that. Like, a little DIY Christmas sesh. I'll give you that.
Do you think they were trying to make a tree out of 2x4s? Is that what somebody was trying to do?
Well, my first question is, why go in there to begin with? Like,
it's on an upper floor. I mean, it is up high.
Like, the 2x4 is the least of my questions.
Right.
Like, the first question is why. Second question is why that full, like, why go all the way up there?
Somebody also wrote, the scariest part of this is the fact that the city of New Orleans has not turned the power off to an abandoned building.
Okay, but I thought that would be even creepier, is that there's power in there? Like, you can plug. I wouldn't go anywhere near a plug in that building.
Oh my God, no.
Talk about a death wish. You'll be one of the ghosts up in there haunting everything.
Or was it battery powered lights?
It would have to be battery powered. But then also I'm like, you're a very crafty B&E situation.
Right. You went to Walgreens, you got a little string of lights with a battery pack.
Right.
And went
like, I hope that there are 2x4s in there that I can wrap this shit on.
What do you do? Like, why?
Do you bring the 2x4s? Do you bring the 2x4? Because at that point, you might as well just bring a tree.
Bring a tree.
Like, at that point, if you're going to go that far. So the 2x4s had to have been there. But the lights weren't. It had to have been battery powered, because it's one thing if you're going in because you want to, like, see a ghost or whatever the fuck. But you're going to plug something into an abandoned building that hasn't been used since Katrina? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, do you have a death wish? Are you trying to commit suicide by Christmas lights? Because that, plugging that into an outlet in that hospital is a death wish to me. Like, you want to die. You are tempting fate. Crazy. I also don't think that the police would actually say, they're not going to tell you, like, oh yeah, we went in there and then we didn't know where it came from. Like, you know, I don't know.
And the person that had to go check that out, I feel bad for them, because I'd be like, I don't want to go up there.
You, like, draw straws. I would have been like, eight motherfuckers coming with me if I'm going in there. Like, we are rolling deep, okay? If that nut bitch comes down the hallway,
right?
I'm sacrificing one of y'all. I need enough sacrifices to get me through the building.
I mean, if it's a ghost, that's scary. If it's a real person that set up a Christmas tree with lights, also terrifying. Like, why would you do that?
Also scary. Also, then there's other questions to that person's mental health, mental well-being. Like, Are you okay? Right. Why would you spend money on lights to go put in a phantom building?
And I can see, like, someone, like, if you're an unhoused person and you're looking for a place to stay, I get it. But to go all the way up, like, on an upper floor?
Yeah.
You have to, like, pick your way through stuff and those stairwells where the bodies were and, like...
I mean, because I bet there's bodies still in there.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. Hope not.
You think they clean them out?
I think they have to. By law, those are somebody's human remains.
I wouldn't want that job either.
But no, I accept.
No offense to all those people, those poor people that were left in a hallway, but no. Mm. No. Because we went into my apartment, and there was just one room that had mold in it, and the smell was god awful. So I couldn't imagine an entire building with dead bodies and mold and grossness and human fluids, because, you know, they had to go somewhere, you know,
everything. Yeah, yeah,
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah. So to me, the mystery is not solved.
No, I want to know who it was. I mean, they're probably never going to come. They're never going to come forward because it's breaking and entering.
Right.
So they're not going to. I feel like the police would have to be like, we would not arrest you. But this was also, what, 5 years ago or something? Like,
yeah.
So I think that person's long gone.
Well, I would highly recommend go online and look at photographs of what it looks like right now, abandoned with just stuff everywhere, and it's spooky, and it's like, so, like you said, like, someone's got a string of lights in their hand, and they're like, you're picking through this stuff, and it's just like terrifying.
Oh, hell no. Oh, I just looked up a picture. Don't do it. It's creepy.
It's so creepy.
Hell no. That's like, one of the top floors.
Yes.
What are you doing in there?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you are an unhoused person and need shelter, you're not going to climb to the top of the thing.
That's terrifying.
Right. It's not a cheerful sight. It is not a cheerful sight. It's so scary.
No, nothing about that. Nothing about it is cheerful. Absolutely not. Go look it up. Y'all, everyone needs to go look it up. Like, pause us. Pause this. Go look it up. It's terrifying. There's literally nothing. There is a picture of what they think is the nun ghost. Nope. I did it wrong. I'm going to have nightmares. I already think someone's coming to kill me. Now I just saw a picture and it was definitely the nun ghost and I can't. Oh my goodness. I'm going to need a palate cleanser. I think I need to go rewatch Great British Baking Show. Like, I can't.
No spoilers. Don't spoil it for people who haven't seen it. But
the season.
So anyway.
The season was bullshit. That's all I'll say.
I agree. So, but anyway, that is the Christmas tree at Charity Hospital that brings no cheer. There is no holiday cheer.
No.
No.
And, you know, I feel bad too, because, like, what if it was like this nice, like, you know, unhoused person that just wanted to bring, like, honestly wanted to bring some cheer to the people coming out of the garage, like, on that whatever. And then it turned out to be the creepiest motherfucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, there's nothing joyful about it.
No.
It gives me the willies.
It's so creepy. Because the whole building is pitch black.
Pitch black.
Ugh.
And there's this, like, one little, like, ghost light. And I feel like, though, typically, I may be wrong on this, but typically, like, the elevator would have been, so anyone that knows what Charity Hospital looks like, it's, they have, like, the middle part that kind of looks like the Empire State Building kind of esque. Kind of thing in the middle, and then, like, the building comes down on the side, and then there's, like, a longer building, and, like, the building goes out longer, but it's not as tall as, like, the middle part. And I would feel like the middle part would be where like the elevators were, because typically they put elevators like in the middle of everything, and they put the stairs on the side of it, like on the the ends of the building.
Yes. So
not only did you walk up like 15 flights of stairs, you then walked to the middle of the building, a long walk to the middle of the building. Now, I may be wrong. I don't know how this building is laid out. I haven't seen the plans. I don't know. But that's what going into, you know, my grandma's in the hospital, like, you know, people in hospital and stuff. So it's like, usually the stairs are at the end of the hallway, like all the way at the end of the buildings.
Yes.
So everyone can get out in case of an emergency. And then the elevators are centrally located, so you can easily get to wherever you're going. So if I'm going with that, that means you walked to the all the way to the end of the building, brought your 2x4s and lights up 15 flights of stairs. If that, it might be more than that. I don't even know how. I don't even know how many floors it is, but up that many flights of stairs. Then you walked back to the middle. This was to get to this situation had to be like a 25-minute thing. 30 minutes, something, just to even get to the floor.
why would you do that?
Who has that time? Whether you are like, you know, chilling on the street in general anyway, like who has time to do that? And why?
Why
would you spend money on lights to go put them in an abandoned building?
No. And I've been in the abandoned Lindy Boggs. You know this. And so I went
me too.
I went when I was working in an architecture firm. They were documenting historic things that needed to be saved in it. So we were there to take pictures, but like we had to have a respirator on the whole time because it's moldy. You can't see, so we had to have flashlights because there's glass and there's broken things. The elevator shaft that you mentioned, on some floors, the doors are open, and if you accidentally you're gonna fall.
Oh no.
So like this is a very perilous situation that these people were like, I know.
What are you doing today? Let's go climb some stairs and put some Christmas lights on.
I mean, why?
I don't know.
And there's ghosts in there.
Ghosts, asbestos,
mold.
Dead bodies, possibly. I mean, it's not a hobby that I'm gonna take up. Let me just tell you.
No. So anyway.
I don't know. I have a lot of questions. I kind of want to know why, but then I also kind of don't want to know why. I don't. You keep your weird to yourself. I feel like you'd have to be physically fit too. Like I just said, you walking up 15 flights of stairs, like that's going to be at the end of that for anyone, you're going to be huffing and puffing. Like, I don't care if you're an Olympic athlete, you go up that many flights of stairs, you're going to be out of breath.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was the ghost. Maybe the nun ghost was like,
let's cheer this place up a little bit.
Let's judge this place up a bit. Let's put some lights on. Bring the spirit of Christmas back into these halls. I don't know. That's not something I would do. It's not joyful or happy or festive, in my opinion. It's stupid because of the physical activity that is involved. Also, like, wouldn't want to be the cops that would have had to go in there and investigate that.
No.
Well, like, there's so many no's for me.
So many no's, no.
So many no's. I feel like I did hear that story, like, when it happened, but I think my brain mentally blocked it out, is what happened.
If you think too much about it,
It's definitely like you could go down a wormhole with that. Just the questions involved.
Yeah, so many questions.
I wonder if Zach Bagans has ever been there. He would definitely. He has asthma and would have to
wear
all the face equipment. I wonder, did Ghost Adventures ever go? Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, if he has asthma, that would be a bad.
Ghost Adventures Charity Hospital. Okay, let's see. CNN did Walking Among Charity Hospitals Ghosts.
But I think that was metaphorical ghosts, like.
Oh.
Like.
Oh, wait, they did come to New Orleans. Let's see. Investigate a city that's still haunted by the lost souls taken by Hurricane Katrina. Zach, get over yourself. Get, you know his ass wrote that, too. Get over yourself. Okay, they went to Ma Bailey's Place, Bloody Mary's House, and the Haunted Mortuary in this episode. So I don't know if they've been to Charity Hospital. They might not let them, they might not let them in.
It's very dangerous, I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of liability involved, but I feel like they might just not let any, who owns it? The city? I would assume.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. And you know, too, like, I'm sure, well, maybe not. I don't know. This is just something I would think of, but like, why wouldn't the city like clean it or do something with it or whatever? UNO had this problem with a building that's still on its campus. It's actually more money to get rid of like all of the stuff inside of it and tear it down than it would be to just leave it.
Yeah. So the hospital that I went into, the amount of work it would take to, because as you said, there's hazardous materials in there. And the basement of Lindy Box is full of water that's been in there since Katrina.
Ooh, no. Ooh. So, ooh.
Like, so they'd have to pump all that water out, and you know that's dangerous. That's just it's dangerous.
Gross.
So it's dangerous. Almost rather, like, take TNT, like, and just,
you know,
just...
Yeah. But I bet, too, I bet Charity's a historic building, so they probably couldn't do anything with it.
Right.
They couldn't blow it up, or they couldn't do anything like that.
No.
So, yeah, like, so UNO still has a building on its campus that is shut down and has not been in use. It used to be, like, a dorm building or something.
Oh, wow.
But it would be more expensive to fix the building, I mean, tear the building down, and because you have to take all of the... like mold and asbestos out before you tear it down, because if not, it would go into the air and, like, you know,
right,
harm people around it.
What do you do? Like, it's just,
you just leave it. It's just like, you just leave it, I guess, until they figure out a way to, till somebody invents a new way to trap all the mold and asbestos and stuff. Yeah, but it would be like, because you have to take it all out first, so at that point you might as well just like redo the building if you're gonna, you know, why get rid of the whole building and start over? But it's like more expensive to tear it down than it is to just leave it there.
Isn't it crazy?
We're still
dealing with, you know, the after effects of this thing that happened so long ago. But it's not that long ago.
No, yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's very weird. So what is it now? 15 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me, because I was a kid, like, still a kid. I mean, I thought I was hot shit, but I was a teenager, and I was still a kid, but I remember all of it. Like, I remember every single part of it, including, like, the months that followed.
Yeah. Well, there is a documentary that I would recommend, Big Charity, if anybody is interested in learning more. Yeah, it's about Charity Hospital and why it hasn't been repaired and what it means to the city to have access to free health care for so many people.
Oh,
and
wow.
Thankfully, we do have the new hospital compound that is providing amazing services for a lot of people. But until that was finished, we really didn't have.
University, UMC is, and they have the whole veterans unit attached to it, which is doing so much. My uncle's a veteran, and he goes to the veterans hospital there, and they do so much stuff. They just started, he has really, really bad migraines, and debilitating migraines, and they just started like injections like for him. So they're doing like all this stuff. That it's a really, really awesome awesome little compound area. But yeah, you're right. Until that was finally built, and that took a hot second to get that up and running. Because I mean, yeah, that took a long time to get built and up and running, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't really have anything before that.
No. So
a lot of it shut down after Katrina, just never came back, you know, because there was, I remember, there was a couple of things like around the Cherry House. It must have been Tulane or the LSU, whatever, that had some veteran stuff, but didn't have a lot. And my uncle would go to different places around the city before Katrina that had different stuff. And then after that, it just wasn't.
Yeah.
Didn't really have anything, but
yeah.
At least we got something. It took 15 years, but you know, we got something.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the story of the weird Christmas tree. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Christmas season. Here's your intro to the Christmas season. Listen to us, go watch A Little White Christmas, and call it a day.
Like the night before, Jack Skellington.
The night before Chris. The night before Christmas?
Yeah, what is it? I don't know. Anyway.
Sheen?
This is the dark side of Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, that was cool. I didn't know all of that. I knew some of it. I think I blocked the Christmas tree thing out of my memory. I think to save myself, I blocked it out, but loved it. Well, let us know if you saw the tree when it happened. Yeah. I would love to know. We might even want you to come on and talk about it. If you saw the tree, Kaylee, don't forget to let us know if we picked the right architectural terms for the building. Maybe let's not just put random 2x4s with Christmas lights in different places, unless it's legal. Or your own home. But yeah, or if you have anything else to share, just shout us out. BigEasySpirits@gmail.com, BigEasySpiritsPodcast.com, and @BigEasySpirits on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you can get us. That's where you can find us. Hopefully I will not have been murdered, and I'll be back next week. Hopefully no one comes back to kill me. Me and my crowbar will be waiting now, so
look out.
Scared before of me, you should be now.
Terrifying.
But until then, cheers.